This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Going to talk about the Partner Sports Camp coming up this year. Brian Hinson, Assistant Director of Special Education at the Douglas Education Service District. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Partner Sports Camp, 17th year in the county. What is ahead this year?
Oh, we're very excited. I mean, over the last couple of years, obviously, we haven't been able to do a whole lot. 2 years ago for our 15th anniversary, all we could do was have a car parade. Last year, we got to have a full camp right in the lull of the pandemic where we didn't have to wear masks in July, and we at least had 1 week, but we're really glad to be back to having 2 full weeks of camp this year.
Yeah, it's amazing how many times I've heard comments like that in the last couple of weeks with all these things happening. Again, at the front end, explain what Partner Sports Camp is if people aren't aware.
Sure. So Partner Sports Camp is a camp that we put on in cooperation with the Douglas County YMCA, where we partner students with disabilities up with their non-disabled peers to teach them various different athletic events and some non-competitive events as well, such as fishing, hiking, and just having a good time.
So where do you do all this at?
The majority of the camp takes place at the YMCA, just kind of on the side by the volleyball courts.
And how many participants do you have?
So typically speaking, in a normal year, we have between 80 and 100 total partners and campers. Numbers are a little low right now, so we're really looking to try to get people to register, both partners and campers.
Well, and I know some people are sort of easing back out of the pandemic and some of the things that they're comfortable doing, so that's certainly understandable. Now, this has been going on for a long time. What can you tell us about how it all began?
Well, this was the brainchild of the Taylor Hatfield Memorial Fund, and it started off as Camp Shriver and kind of evolved into Partner Sports Camp as the Douglas ESD became a part of it.
So obviously a cool experience for a lot of people. What do you need volunteer-wise?
Volunteers are always welcome. They do have to get a background check through us, but we always need volunteers that are willing to help with the various different athletic events and even just carrying water bottles or putting together cinch sacks full of goodies. We take volunteers that are both disabled or non-disabled.
And for both the participants, the partners, everybody involved, what are some of the things they get out of the experience?
So they get tons out of the experience. I mean, it's not just about learning about athletics. It's learning about one another. It's learning about disability awareness. It's learning about healthy lifestyles and fun, healthy activities that you can do. It's a great experience for all that's involved. And on top of that, it's great for our community as well, because a lot of these kids that experience the camp end up finding a passion for working with people with disabilities and come back to us as speech and language pathologists, OTs and PTs, and special education teachers, which are really hard to come by these days, especially in our rural part of the state.
So when is this happening this summer?
So this summer's camp is from July 11th through the 21st, Monday through Thursday each week, starting at 9:45 a.m. until 3 o'clock p.m. And the great thing is that the camp is free, and it's available to kids all over Douglas County. Transportation should not be an issue, no matter where you live, because we partner with a lot of our school districts, and they will bus kids to the camp.
And then you do real special closing ceremonies, right?
We do. The closing ceremony is a lot of fun. It involves a lot of water, a lot of water balloons, a DJ, usually some type of food and ice cream, and it's a great time. We encourage everybody to come out and just enjoy the festivity.
And that'll be on the 21st of July. So for people interested in getting involved, wherever their background is, how, what kind of window of time do they need to, do they have before they need to formalize it and jump in?
So registration is open right now, and it runs through June 1st. Please visit www.douglasesd.k12.or.us/partnersportscamp. If you just go to the Douglas ESD website, you're going to find it. There's also ways to donate on the website if you're interested. We always appreciate donations because, again, this couldn't happen without the goodwill of the people of Douglas County contributing. Again, the camp is entirely free to everyone.
All right, Brian Henson from the Douglas ESD. Anything else you want to let folks know about it?
Just that it's a great program. We appreciate your support, and we look forward to seeing all of you out there.
All right, Brian, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.